Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only and not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
Ask the Credit Cowboy about your credit needs.
Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Loss Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. Offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531.
AskTheCreditCowboy.com.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona, 0945004, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.005-8339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington, MLO 237926, Heidi Slate Points, California, DBO 1666881.
She's a mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux and I've got Heidi with me.
Good afternoon.
And so we are so sorry. We came on a little bit earlier today and we said that we would be doing this at 4 o'clock today, not our normal. We usually come on at 9 a.m. But we had a big meeting here at the office. So cheers to that, Heidi. We did say we would probably be drinking. And well, here you go. We've repurposed our orange juice for the day. it was a good meeting. It was a nice meeting, right?
It was. It was a great meeting. But I have to say I like 4 o'clock more than 9 o'clock.
Do ya? You like 4 o'clock? Should we make this like the normal?
I like this better. I'm a little more awake. I'm a little happier, you know?
All right. Well, it's the beginning of the year, and our whole goal is to be live to you once a week, which is where we're going to record our show for, you know, the actual radio. And you know what that tells me is that I actually forgot to turn this on again, remember?
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. So last time that we did this, I forgot to turn it on and record. So we're going to record.
All right.
well, hello, Miss Erica Joy. Thank you so much for watching. We appreciate it. If you guys have any questions for us whatsoever, please feel free to put that in the live stream. We will read those questions and we will answer them for you. That is how you get through to us. We want you to know everything you need to know about mortgage. But right now is catching up with mom time. So, you know, if you've never watched Mortgage Mom Radio before, you guys can go back and listen to all of our podcasts and you can get to know me, Debbie, and this is Heidi. And we always catch up with mom at the beginning of the show. And then we get into all the nitty gritty of home finance. So what's been going on, Heidi? How's your week been?
It's been good. You know, last weekend, Saturday, was my son's birthday. He turned 15. Probably the easiest birthday we've had yet.
Oh, that's awesome. What'd you guys do?
We went out to the Camarillo Outlets and we went shopping. His girlfriend, Michaela, came with us. So it was so easy. All he wanted was my credit card and to walk around with her.
There you go.
So easy peasy. No one's mad. No one has to deal with anyone. When shopping, he actually was very reasonable in what he spent, which shocked me. I think that was a lot of help from Michaela. And then we went out and had dinner, went home, and it was a perfect day.
Very nice. Well, yeah. Manny's got a birthday coming on the 16th, so we'll have to figure out what to do for him. I believe he told me he wanted, where did you want? Oh, he wants to go RV shopping. That's right, Manny. Yes. He's here. Manny's behind the camera. But he wants to go RV shopping, so we'll see if we get him there.
There you go.
You know, I don't know if I'm necessarily ready. I've had some credit issues, and this is Mortgage Mom Radio.
Right.
And we talk all about your credit. We've had our credit repair guy on. We're going to have him on again in a couple of weeks from now. But, you know, I had, for some reason, GM Financial, I had a car lease, which was actually Manny's car that I bought him when he turned 16. And it was only a 2-year lease. It was turned in April. I got the disposition, you know, letter in the mail with the money due. I immediately wrote a check, sent it back. So there should be nothing reporting. This car was closed in April.
Right. I remember when you did it.
Yes. And for some reason on my credit report, GM has decided to continue to report payments. But not only that, but report late payments. So I've spent my week arguing with GM about getting me a letter and giving me my payment history so I can update the credit bureaus. And, you know, obviously your credit score drops. And, you know, my goal, I said it last week, was that my goal was to try to buy an RV this year. So I have been on top of my credit report, watching it, making sure that all of my balances on my credit cards are low. You know, just want to make sure I get that credit score nice and high. Right. So I'm getting the best financing that I can get. And then all of a sudden that happens. And I can't tell you how important it is to do credit monitoring. If you're not doing credit monitoring, if I wasn't doing credit monitoring, I wouldn't have known that that happened. You know, I got an alert. It always happens in the middle of the night for whatever reason. I wake up in the middle of the night for, you know, kid needs a diaper change or whatever. And, you know, grabbed my phone and saw an alert and opened it up. And then I couldn't sleep. I was fuming.
Right.
Fuming. And so it's been, you know, a whole week of calling them. Them telling me they're going to send me, you know, a letter telling me the payment history and that that wasn't correct and that they're going to fix it. And then they send me a letter that doesn't say anything at all about the payment not being right. And, you know, so it's been a struggle. GM, if you're out there listening, I'm going to tell you, we were just about ready to turn in another. Our Suburban is due. Our lease is up in April this year. And we were really looking at the brand new GMC trucks. And I told my husband, I said, I'm sorry, but we got to go forward. I'm so angry about this happening. So the one thing that I can tell you, all of our, you know, listeners and everybody watching, is please make sure that you've got some sort of credit monitoring, whether you're doing it through one of the three credit bureaus. They all offer it. It's, you know, Experian, TransUnion, or Equifax, or Credit Karma. There's a couple of others as well that you can go through, but make sure you have some sort of credit monitoring, because had I not had that, I would have had no idea. I would have gone to an RV dealership when I was ready. I would have applied for a loan. I would have gone in April to turn in my Suburban, and I would have found out that I had late payments on there that weren't accurate. You know, they would have had a hard time giving me a loan. I'm at the end of a car lease where I've got to get another car. I don't have a choice. So really something that is so, so important. And that's why I love our Catching Up with Mom piece, because, you know, these are things that are happening in real life to us that we can bring to you, the consumer, and say, you know, make sure that you're watching this. And this is why this is so important. So, you know, please, if you don't have some sort of credit monitoring, make sure that you get it. You had a credit situation too this week. I mean, it just must be the week of credit.
I did. So as we've talked about, 2018 tax changes had impacted a lot of people, including myself, my husband. So we sold our house last year, bought a new house, and with that, I did draw from my IRA. So I had anticipated that I was going to have to pay much larger taxes, right? Well, they were much larger than I had anticipated.
And a lot of people got hit with that last year.
Right. I had calculated what I would owe based on my IRA distribution. However, I had not calculated based on the new tax laws. So let's just say I owed the government upwards of $40,000+ in anticipation.
Not fun.
In anticipation for 2019. So I've been paying on that. So that, you know, that takes a hit on your cash flow for the year.
Absolutely.
So my husband and I have gained some credit card debt that we normally would not have. So I decided to look into some personal loans to consolidate them, make one payment that I could probably pay double on and get those paid off in less, you know, probably a year and a half.
Yeah.
So I applied for one personal loan, and I applied for it with Lending Club. I've used them before. Great service. No complaints. I come into work, and the day after I apply, I get a decline letter.
A decline. From a company you never applied with.
Right. But they're called Lending Point.
Oh,
so okay. I'm thinking, wow, they've already reviewed it that fast. And
right.
Is
Lending Point the same as Lending Club? Right.
And I'm like, Lending Point. Well, I applied with Lending Club, but you know, a lot of companies have multiple DBAs, multiple servicing. So I get on to Lending Club and they have this great, like, quick chat. And it still says, when I sign on, it still says loan in process of review. So I'm like, but I just got a decline. So weird. So I IM them. They tell me, you know, I ask them, are you Lending Point? And they're like, no, we're Lending Club. And I'm like, okay, I was just checking. And I said, I just got a decline letter.
The good news is you're approved.
Yeah. And then they said, well, glad you reached out. Good news is we approved your loan just now. Great. So I call Lending Point and I said, hey, I just got a decline email saying you declined my loan application and I never applied with you. So they say, well, it looks like you were searching online for loans and your information was sent over to us and we can't approve you at this time. So I asked them, I said, well, I didn't.
How did it get there?
Right. How did it get there? And I didn't send any information. They said, well, don't worry about it. It's a soft pull on your credit. It doesn't affect you.
But still, how is your personal information getting out there to another company?
So basically, they tell me, oh, well, were you on Credit Karma? Because they send it to us. Well, I do have Credit Karma, right?
Right. But Credit Karma doesn't know that you just went and applied for a new personal loan.
No, but if you click on anything saying that you're maybe interested, they send it. Wow. So all they had was that I had searched online for personal loan applications. They did a soft pull, which, mind you, I'll share. My credit score is on theirs said 758.
Yeah.
Now, with Lending Club, it was a 776, and they declined me. They have no income information.
Lending Point declined you.
Lending Point.
Yeah.
They have no income information, no asset information. So I don't even know what they're looking at and sending, but what a way to get customers.
Right. You almost wonder if they have is Lending Club sending the,
No, actually Lending Point told me, well, we didn't get it from Lending Club. They're a competitor.
Wow. All right. So everybody out there, Lending Point.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Definitely would not go through them. I don't know what they're looking at. I don't know what they're getting from who. But it definitely, you know, it upset me. Yeah. Obviously, I'm thinking I got declined. I didn't even apply with this company. And I don't know what they declined me over. I mean,
I don't know because you didn't even do an application with them. Yeah, that's pretty silly. So, big news, you know, when you're talking about credit and, you know, your credit report and how important that it is that you're keeping up on top of it. And, you know, some of the things that we talked about a couple of episodes ago, which wasn't here live on YouTube, but it was on our podcast, was, you know, keeping your debts low and people getting into debt over the holidays and making sure that you're getting that debt paid down. And it's just so important to, you know, to do that.
Right. Yeah. Putting yourself in the right financial situation and making sure that you're really careful on who you're talking to, right? I did Google search the company first. I went to their website, made sure it was actually a company before I called.
Legitimate and
you know, provided my information. But you have to monitor your credit. We just did it with my husband to look his up. He's got some old medical stuff. He was sick for a long time, so we're still working on that. But to Deb's point, you know, her credit's excellent, and then she's got these
And I want to go buy an RV, and now I've got this crazy stuff going on. You know, it's just you've got to make sure that you're monitoring that credit. It's so important. If you have a really high, balance to the credit limit, that's going to drive the credit score down. So it's really important to keep those credit cards as low as possible. Please ignore the emails that you get from Experian or, you know, the other credit bureaus.
Ask the credit cowboy about your credit needs.
Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Loss Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. I offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531.
Ask the Credit Cowboy.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only and not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
She's a mortgage mom.
And I got to say, I've got all three of them. Equifax and TransUnion, they are on it. They literally send me emails just telling me that, you know, you've got something happened, you know, whether I had a credit report pulled or credit balances increased or decreased each month as they're being reported. I don't really get a lot of emails from them that are just kind of junk emails. Experian, I'm telling you, I get emails like every other day from their credit monitoring, and it's all about, here's all of your credit card matches. Here's, you know, open up a new, you know, loan to, you know, deal with your holiday debts instead of putting it on your credit report or credit cards. And this was before the holiday even started. So, you know, it's almost like they're setting you up to fail, getting you into more debt. Open another credit card. It's going to help your credit score. It's not necessarily going to help your credit score.
No, I'm getting those daily. And I'll tell you, I can't even count how many credit cards I have. I don't have balances on all of them, but I have so many. I'm thinking, why would I open up another credit card? If I needed to use a credit card, I have probably 10 credit cards that have zero balances on them.
Right, right.
How is this going to help my credit? Right. It wouldn't.
So anyway, that's Catching Up with Mom. Yep. Me and Heidi both had some fun experiences with credit this week, which is just funny that I had the same. I had problems with credit. She's got problems going on with a loan. And, you know, so we just wanted to bring that to you. That's how our week went. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you know, we had our big meeting today with Movement Mortgage, which was, you know, excellent. It was nice to get the whole region together and, you know, talk about all the wins that we had in 2019 and all the new stuff that's coming to play for 2020. And, you know, in that, we really want to touch on down payment assistance. We've had some changes in down payment assistance recently, and we actually have a client that is utilizing the down payment assistance. One of the fantastic things about working for a company like Movement Mortgage, and that's where Mortgage Mom Radio, that, you know, this is the name of our show, but that is where I, Debbie Marcoux, and Heidi, you know, we are licensed, and that's where we do our business. And, you know, one of the nice things about Movement Mortgage is that we get a true pre-approval upfront underwrite. So when we have a client that comes to us to be pre-approved, we gather all of the information no differently than if you were a refinance or already in escrow. We gather everything from you. We put that file together and we submit it in for underwriting. And when it comes out of underwriting, you are 100% approved to buy your home. I mean, you can literally close your escrow within 14 days. You can write a very competitive offer. If there's multiple offers, you've got a leg up on your competition. Just really, really fantastic. Well, one of the situations that we ran into is that we always get the clients fully underwritten and completely pre-approved. And one of our clients that is utilizing the CalHAFA program, or was utilizing the CalHAFA program, we had completely fully submitted and underwritten and approved. And then CalHAFA made a change. So something that, you know, we wanted to make sure that we're bringing to you. And in that, I had to do a bunch of research of which program's going to work for him. And, you know, we had to find one that would work. And in finding one that would work, we got all kinds of new information. And now we understand, you know, even more down payment assistance programs for here in California. Now, there's a ton of down payment assistance, no matter what state that you're in. And we understand that we're coming out to you live from YouTube, so you could be watching from any state out there. But, you know, we're going to focus on California right now. And then another day, we'll focus on another state. If you are in a state that is not California, just send us a message. You guys can do that by texting the word MOM to 474747. You can send me a question there. you can email me. Just go to my website, mortgagemomradio.com, and you can click on Contact Us and send me an email. You can call us always. So we're 844-935-3634. And we'll make sure that if you're in a particular state that we look up what those programs are that you can also benefit from. But since we are dealing with California right now and this came up with this client, I thought it was just really good stuff. So we're going to talk to you about California down payment assistance. CalHAFA changed their guideline. They used to have a 640 credit score requirement, and it is now
660.
660. So if you have been already pre-approved and you were thinking that you were going to utilize that down payment assistance program and you were in the 640 to 659 range in that credit score, make sure you call back your loan officer and talk to them. Your pre-approval is not going to be valid any longer if you can't get to that 660 score. So it really does make a big difference. So in doing that, we had to find other programs.
Yep.
And there's so many programs and there's so much information that we had to make a spreadsheet on it.
It's our little cheat sheet. We can't memorize and learn everything.
No, there's absolutely no way that we can know everything or memorize all of it. So we had to make a cheat sheet. Yep. But the cheat sheet is really great. And I'm going to let you start with the first line. So we've got three programs.
Yes.
Three. So why don't you give them those names?
So we've got CalHAFA, which a lot of people have already heard about. We've talked about it a bunch of times on the radio show, on our podcast. I got that one right this time.
You did, the podcast and the radio show. And hey, check it out. Cheers to a Cheers. Long day. It's Friday.
Woohoo!
Here we go.
We've made it.
We made it. We need a drink before we get into this down payment assistance.
All right. Then we now have California Dreamin'. Mm-hmm. Love the name.
I do too.
And then we have California Golden State Finance Authority.
So also known as GFSA. CalHAFA is actually the California Housing Finance Agency. Golden State Finance Authority is GSFA. So they're all going to have their
acronyms
other than California Dreamin'. We just got to call it California Dreamin'. Yeah. Thank you so much, Erica Joy, for the smiley faces. We love it. And anybody else that is watching, if you guys want to ask us a question, please do so. We would love to hear from you.
Or send us emojis. I love those.
Yeah, emojis are great. I just love that. All right. So we've got CalHAFA, California Dreamin', and GFSA. So what are the differences?
Well, so we have a lot of differences. So we've got...
So let's start with grant or repay.
Grant or repay. So CalHAFA is a repayment. There is no grant. It is definitely a repayment. California Dreamin' can be repayment or a grant. So we'll get into the details about that going through here. And then GFSA is a non-repayment and a grant.
Okay, so let's talk about first what is repayment and what is grant, because they're thinking, what are we talking about right,
right.
now? So the way that down payment assistance works is you're going to get a normal first mortgage, conventional FHA, VA first mortgage. Then you're going to get down payment assistance, which is going to be a particular percentage of either your sales price or loan amount, depending on the loan program. That second mortgage can be in the form of a grant, which is not repayable. After most of the time, it's usually after a certain amount of years. You've got to stay in the home, owner occupy it for 3 years, 5 years, something like that. And then that grant actually goes away. You no longer have to pay that money back. There are other down payment assistance where it's actually a loan. And in CalHAFA's situation, you can actually end up with two loans from them, but they are completely repayable, which means that you don't make a monthly payment on that money. But when you do go to sell the home or refinance the home, you will actually pay that money back. So it is actually repayable. So that's kind of the difference when we say grant versus repay.
Right.
Okay. So we're going to do that one more time. So CalHAFA, you're always going to repay, whether you take a second or a third, you know, or
always take a second and a third.
And then right. California Dreamin' could be repay or grant. And GFSA is a non-repayment. It is always a grant.
Right.
So depending on which program works best for you, you might say, hey, that grant sounds great. Why wouldn't we just always put everybody through that program? Mm-hmm. Well, that program is probably not going to give you as much money as another program. So we're going to keep right. kind of going through the pieces of the puzzle, and you'll start to understand why you have to actually you know, kind of decide which one that you fit into.
Right. And GFSA also offers additional grants.
Yes.
Depending on qualifications for income and medium income based on location.
Correct. And Manny right now is yelling at us, RV, V, 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 V. I think he's trying to yell at me that we need to buy an RV. But Manny, we're in the middle of a show about down payment assistance. I mean, come on.
They don't give that for RVs.
They don't. They don't do down payment assistance for RVs. Sorry. All right. So the next next thing that we had is the total amount available. So what is the total amount available of down payment assistance that you can get from each one of these three programs? On this one, it says 3% of the purchase price or appraised value under CalHAFA. That's actually not right. CalHAFA has a, you're going to get a second. So you're going to get your first, which is your loan. Right. So if you get an FHA loan, let's say, just as an example, down payment requirement is 3.5% down. So your first mortgage, your first note, or your first lien will be 96.5% of your sales price. Then CalHAFA will actually give you a second that is 3.5% of your sales price. And then CalHAFA will give you an additional third of 2 or 3% of your loan amount. So CalHAFA could actually end up giving you up to, I think, like 7% in total, six and a half percent in total, right, of your for your financing.
Right.
I mean, because it's a little bit different. It's, you know,
it's part of its purchase and part of its loan amount.
Correct.
Purchase
exactly.
Price
so
and loan amount. So we're, it's a we're little
gonna,
complicated.
We're
going
to go in the
explain.
Middle and say, okay, it's about 6.25% that you could end up with from CalHAFA. Right. So, you know, maybe you literally don't have a dollar to your name, and even though the GFSA is going to give you it as a grant, you may need the funds from CalHAFA.
Right.
The other thing that we found is that CalHAFA does have the lowest interest rates, even on the first mortgage, that are available to you over the interest rate that you're going to get from GFSA. I want to make sure that everybody understands that the interest rates and the fees charged on these programs are not up to us. They're set. So you can't call me and say, I want CalHAFA, and I tell you what the rate is, and call another loan officer and get a better interest rate. We are bound to what CalHAFA is offering in the interest rate for the first mortgage, as well as what they're going to offer in the down payment assistance for the second and the third. So CalHAFA is going to give you by far the most amount of money out of all of the three programs.
With the best interest rates.
With the best interest rate on your first mortgage. So again, we're going to go through all of the pieces to decide which one is the best for you.
And I'm going to ask a question.
Sure.
Because we call it down payment assistance.
Yes.
Can they use this money for down payment and closing costs, or just down payment?
Both.
Okay.
Yes.
I just want to clarify, because I know some people think, well, it's down payment, but I don't have any money.
Right. So they can use the money from CalHAFA, from all of these. They can use the money towards down payment and closing costs. But remember, the lowest down payment that you can get on a conventional loan is 3% down. The lowest down payment you can get on an FHA loan is 3.5% down. Mm-hmm. So if they're giving you 3% in down payment assistance, you're always going to still have those closing costs unless you go with CalHAFA that's got the third. That's going to step in and give you another 2 to 3%.
Right.
So again, that's why we determine which program is best for you based on your particular scenario. How much money do you have? Can you negotiate with a seller? Can you get a seller to pay some closing costs for you? Lots of stuff that we can get into, but you know,
all particular to their situation.
Absolutely. So so now California Dreamin's going to give you 3.5% of the first mortgage, so of the loan amount. Mm-hmm. Additional grants are available based on income versus median area income, stuff like that. So that we have to dive really deep into. We need to know what county are you in and how much is your income, and are you within a particular percentage of the median income for your area, then you may possibly qualify for the grant grants with them.
Right.
So we're just going to stick to 3.5% of the first mortgage amount is what you're going to get from California Dreamin'.
There you go.
Okay.
That's safe.
All right. So you do GFSA.
All right. So of total mortgage amount, so this one, stick with me. So
Stick with me.
FHA, you'll get 3% or 4%. So it's going to be determined based on information that we have, and we'll have to work through it based on your situation.
Okay.
And then
yeah, and it's actually it depends on the credit score on this one, because I did look into that again. Perfect. We had the client that I was trying to figure out where to put him, and based on credit score, there's availability of 3% or 4%, and then it also had to do, there was something else. It was credit score. I believe it was all credit score.
Was it
debt? I believe
ratio?
It was pretty. No, I it was no debt ratio. Yes, debt ratio. It was credit score and debt ratio. So okay. Let's just say we're going to go with these guys and say 3% on GSFA. We're going to go with let's the worst case scenario.
FHA 3%.
Yes.
And then VA up to 4%.
So on this one, you can do a VA loan. So you're already getting in with zero down. And then we can get you the down payment assistance to help you with those, closing costs.
Mm-hmm.
Up to 4%.
Ask, why would a VA want?
Well, because even if they get in with zero down, they've still they've got closing costs.
Closing costs. Yeah. Perfect.
Absolutely.
Okay. Conventional 5%.
Ooh.
So that's fantastic.
That is big.
Right?
5%. Yes. Because that can absolutely.
Now you could get your 3% mm-hmm. and 2% towards closing costs.
Right. Absolutely. That is amazing.
So that can be very helpful.
Very, very helpful. Yes. Okay. So max loan amounts. So the CalHFA will actually allow you to go up into the high balance territory. Mm-hmm. So a lot of areas, again, we're on YouTube. You know, you could be watching us from any state, anywhere. Right now, we're focusing on California. Mm-hmm. Every single county in every single state has a different loan limit, and it's mm-hmm. based on the average price of homes in your area. In LA County, so that's what we're doing this yes. on right now, because we're located in LA County. Right. We can get into the high balance areas, which are the higher, you know, priced homes, and we can go all the way up to a $765,000 loan amount with CalHFA. So that, you know, is going to help to get into those prices.
Right, in LA Los Angeles. Market. Yes. Mm-hmm,
in the LA market. Now, California Dream, and I have a feeling that when we put this in here, they had not updated it just to the new loan
yes,
limits of 2020.
I don't think that's
so I'm going to let you do that. I want to make sure we gave them the right number, though.
Well, I don't think this is right.
No, it's going to be the 510.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, okay. So, California Dream,
California Dream, it looks like we will be able to go up to $510,400.
Yes. So you're going to be capped at the conventional loan limit, not allowing for that high balance.
Right.
Okay. And Golden State GSFA is going to be exactly the same as California Dreamin'. So maybe you are looking at a home that's $600,000 or $650,000, and that's why we need to go CalHFA. You're going to have to repay that second, and maybe if you take the third, you're not going to get the grant, but you're going to be able to get the down payment assistance at that higher sales price. So again, this is why we say every person is different, and everybody's going to fall into a different category and a different program. So first-time home buyer, this is another really big one. CalHFA requires that you are a first-time home buyer. Even if you needed a cosigner, that cosigner, number one, is going to have to live in the property as well. So mm-hmm. you would both have to be purchasing the home to live in it, and they have to be a first-time buyer. So if they are not a first-time buyer, they've owned a home in the past, within the last 3 years, they're not considered a first-time buyer, you are no longer eligible for CalHFA.
Correct. And then California Dreamin' and GFSA, you do not have to be a first-time home buyer. So that's huge.
It is huge. So if you, now you can't own another home. It can't be like you're going to go buy your second property and you're going to hold on to the one that you have right now. You do have to be buying for your primary residence, and it's got to be the only financing on a home that you're going to own, only home that you're going to own, even if you've got another one that's free and clear. But you could have owned a home before. So if you own a home now and you're selling the home to go buy another, that's okay as long as you sell that home before you close on another one. So, you know, we might do a contingent sale, which people do all of the time, and you would be able to get into the down payment assistance. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So I do want to bring up the GSFA because I think that this is huge. They've got some fantastic grants programs for our first responders. So specialty programs for teachers, firefighters, law enforcement, school administrators. If you are basically a first responder, if you are a teacher, that could be at a college level, that could be at an elementary level. If you are a teacher, fireman, doesn't matter, school administrator, they have got their down payment assistance is going to be a grant, and they've got some special programs for you. So this is huge. We get this question all of the time. I get text messages, do you have anything special for teachers? I get text messages, do you have anything special for law enforcement? Yep. We do. First-time home buyer, not a first-time home buyer, doesn't matter. If you want to take advantage of the down payment assistance, you're going to get some special programs with the GSFA. Now, you may say, okay, that's great, but I want the lower rate of CalHFA. Again, we're going to decide which program works best for you, but it is pretty cool to get part of your down payment given to you, and it's a grant that you don't have to repay. So pretty, pretty nice. They do have a specialty program for teachers. I'm not exactly sure what she meant there. So CalHFA has a specialty program for teachers. I'm not exactly sure what my notes mean.
we'll have to look into it a little bit further.
Yeah, wait, I'm not 100% on that one. The notes are here, but I'm not exactly sure what I meant. So we're going to move on.
Yep.
It happens. It's Debonese. Yes. Didn't we just do that?
So we're going to move on to what types of programs you can use these down payment assistance with.
Yes. Okay. Let's do it.
So what types of products? So CalHFA, you can use it with conventional, FHA, and VA. So most of them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Jumbo falls into that.
No, Jumbo doesn't fall into that. No, no.
Because you can't with the the high balance.
Yes,
it is. With the lending
limit. It is specific to conventional FHA and VA. That is it.
Right. So now California Dreamin, you can only go conventional. We cannot do it with FHA or VA.
Right. Okay. All right. Okay. And then GSFA, we can do conventional FHA and VA as well. So you're going to be able to get your first mortgage in one of those categories, and then we're going to do the down payment assistance behind it.
Right.
Not bad at all.
No.
All right. So let's talk about credit scores, because this is what tripped me up, and this is where we had to start looking and researching and finding another option for the client that we have.
Right.
So the credit score for if you are a low income borrower, so you have to be within the low to moderate income range, you can actually get in with a 660 credit score. You need a 660 for all government. So FHA and VA will also allow the 660. Mm-hmm. But if you want to do a conventional loan with CalHFA, you have to have a 680 unless you're in the low to moderate income. So you can see that there, again, we had to make notes. There are so many specific things to these programs and so many guidelines that there is absolutely, it doesn't matter how good you are at the job. It doesn't matter how long that you've been doing it.
Lots of details.
Yes. It doesn't matter. You know, there is absolutely no way, unless you have a photographic memory, to remember all of the details of every single program. And we're only talking about three programs here, guys. So remember that when you're loan officer maybe makes a mistake, they didn't do it on purpose. You're talking about USDA loans, conventional loans, FHA loans, jumbo loans. Every single jumbo loan is a private investor. It is private money that is held by sometimes the big banks, sometimes not. And every single jumbo loan has its own set of guidelines. So just remember that we're all humans. We're digging through underwriting guidelines to make sure that we're putting you into the right program for you. And sometimes it's human error. We're going to make a mistake.
And they change all the time.
All the time.
So we do our best to keep up on everything, learn everything, but we do have to make notes. We have to research them. So we have to have cheat sheets.
Yes. Yes. Cheat sheet it is. Okay. So so California Dreamin, you only need to have a 640 credit score.
Yep.
And GSFA, 640 credit score. So in our situation where CalHFA was 640 and it went up to 660, we did have to find a different program for our client. And thank goodness that there were two other down payment assistance programs that would work for his 640 credit score. And we got him very quickly flipped. But, you know, just keep that in mind. If you have already been pre-approved with your loan officer, you're planning to do down payment assistance, and your credit score is not 660, make sure that you're calling back and confirming that you're still good to go as you're out there on the hunt for a new home.
Yes. Nothing worse than finding that perfect home and then scrambling.
And then finding out that you can't get it. All right. So I do want to take a quick break to let everybody know. Please remember, if you guys want to ask us questions, we've got it streaming right now. We're watching it. It's up on a TV right in front of us. We will read your questions. We will answer them for you. If you want to, you can text the word MOM to 474747, and you can ask me your questions there, which I will respond to after the show is over. If you want to call, please feel free to do so. My assistant Chris is here. He's on the phones. You can set up an appointment to talk to me personally one-on-one. It's 844-935-3634. We have so many tools for you as Mortgage Mom Radio. My goal was to get everybody the tools that they need. When you text us, if you do that, you text the word mom to 474747. You're going to get a response back from me. It's going to say, you know, how can I help you? There's also going to be a link. Click on the link. You can download my phone app. Having the phone app on your phone allows you to run payments. It's going to calculate what the mortgage will be, your property taxes, your insurance. You can select FHA, conventional, USDA. So it's going to actually show you what that mortgage insurance will be. Very, very, very simple. You've got a way to email me. You can email Heidi if you like. Heidi's look better than mine. It says email Heidi. You can do that right there through the app. So you've got tons of tools in that phone app. There's an affordability calculator. Everything that you can do on the phone app, you can do on the computer. So I'm personally, I call myself a phoney. That's not with a Y, that's an IE. But I call myself a phoney because I don't want to open a computer after I get home. My computer is at work. I'm on it 24/7. So when I get home, I'm doing everything on my phone. I love phone apps. Other people love the computer. So anything that you can do on that phone app, you can do from our website. So if you go to mortgagemomradio.com, your affordability calculator is there. Your payment calculator is there. You can watch all of these YouTube videos that we have on the channel.
Whiskey Walrus, thank you for the emoji. Love it.
Oh, love it, Whiskey Walrus. Thank you. And you know what? You've emailed us before, and I believe I've asked you questions, because every time I see your email, I'm all super excited about
Fantastic.
It.
Fantastic.
So,
love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for watching. And if you have questions, please ask them right now. We are more than happy to help. Okay, so back to down payment assistance.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So we ended with which programs can you use with these? Debt ratios.
Debt ratios.
Okay. So... CalHAFA and California Dreamin' is 45%.
Yes.
So that means that if you are going to utilize down payment assistance, we are not going to get you as much in a loan as what we could if you actually had a little bit of skin in the game. On an FHA loan, there's a front-end debt ratio and a back-end debt ratio on all loan programs across the board. Mm-hmm. Your front-end debt ratio is the mortgage payment divided by your income. Your back-end debt ratio is the mortgage payment and all of your monthly debts. So your credit cards, your car loans, your student loans, personal loans, all of your debts divided by your income. On an FHA loan, they will allow you to go as high as 56.9% in that back end debt ratio, where if you're using down payment assistance, we've got to stay at 45%. So that is going to limit the amount of the loan that we can get you into, which is going to reduce your sales price. So something to keep in mind. CalDreamin is the same exact way, the California Dreamin. I actually put this in here wrong, but I know my mistake.
Ah.
So GSFA will actually allow you to go to 50% on the back end debt ratio. So again, maybe CalHAFA has a little bit better interest rate. Maybe you can get a little bit more money from CalHAFA, but it's not a grant, but it's got a lower debt to income ratio. So we're going to go back and forth between all of these different programs to determine which one is going to work best for you. So very, very important. Okay. Property type. I'm going to let you do it.
Awesome.
All right.
All right. CalHAFA. Property type, one unit only, single family residence, detached, semi-detached, attached townhomes and condos.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, California Dreamin', one unit only, single family residence, approved condos, and townhomes.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Then GFSA, one unit only, SFRs, single family residence, sorry, did the acronym, approved condos, and approved townhomes.
Okay. So basically, so they're all about the same.
They're all exactly the same.
Yep. They're all about the same. So what does that mean? Well, we've had people ask us before, can I use down payment assistance if I want to buy a duplex? Or can I use down payment assistance if I want to buy a 3-4 unit property? And the answer is no.
No.
At least here in California, in these three programs that we're talking about today, the answer is no. Now, am I saying that there are no other down payment assistance programs out there? There absolutely could be. there probably are. And I'm going to tell you 99.9% that there are other down payment assistance programs. But there is only so much that you can cover in a show. There's only so much that we can cover and really know very well. So these are the three that we're talking about today.
We're here to educate you, not put you to sleep, and not confuse the hell out of you.
Which I mean, I'm sure that we're doing anyway, but this is still really, this is still really good stuff. And so it's really important. I mean, we have people ask us on the weekly basis about down payment assistance. Yes. So I'm going to actually name this video when we're done down payment assistance, because I think that it's something that everybody will, you know, if they're looking for it, this is going to really get them what they need.
Right, exactly. You know, when we do mortgage education, it is very specific to what people are looking for. It's not for everybody, but everybody looking to get in homes, looking to refinance, can get something out of everything we do.
Yes.
To what they're looking for,
right? Right.
We have something for everybody.
Absolutely. So last but not least, this is the last that we're going to talk about on down payment assistance.
All right.
Okay. So income limits by county. So you have to fall within an income limit. So we had talked a little bit earlier about low to moderate income can have a little bit lower credit score. All of these programs are going to require that you fall within a particular income in order to qualify for down payment assistance. So if you know you're making $200,000 a year, you're not going to qualify for down payment assistance, especially, you know, if you're in a high income area where it's really hard to save money. We understand, but they're going to give you more that you can earn in those areas.
Right.
But they're looking at helping the people that aren't making that kind of money to get into a home.
Let's be honest. They're looking to help the people that need the help to get into a home.
Right.
They're not looking to help people to get into their $1 million home.
Right. Exactly.
They're just not. That's not how it works.
No, it is not. So cool thing is LA County, CalHAFA, and this is going to be the highest that you can earn. Actually Ventura County. I'm thinking
Orange is the highest.
We're going to go orange. All right. Orange. $193,800. So you can make $193,800 a year and still qualify for the down payment assistance. Mm-hmm. That's pretty huge.
Yeah.
And that is for CalHAFA. CalHAFA by far has the highest income option, you know, income earnings that you can make to get into down payment assistance.
Yeah, they're pretty generous in their income options.
Yes. So Cal Dreamin and GFSA, they have the same income guides per county. Same county, Orange County, you can only make $90,965. Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty significant difference between what you could do with CalHAFA. So again, maybe you're a teacher and you could get some great benefit out of the Golden State with the, you know, the grants and not have to pay that back. But maybe between you and your significant other, you guys just make too much money per year and we've got to put you on CalHAFA. So we're always going to look at all of the different programs to determine which program works best for you and with, you know, Where are we going to give you the most benefit?
Right. What fits for you, right? You may want one, but it may not fit for you. And when we do the numbers, you got to figure out what works for you to get where you want to be.
Yeah, absolutely. So one more thing that I wanted to touch on today, and then we'll be done with the show, is we're going to get into the investment property.
Yes.
That was a big one that we wanted to talk about. So right now, anybody has a question, you guys have questions about down payment assistance. I know I already said it, but I'm going to say it again. Please go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com. You have tons of tools there. You can click on contact me. You can send me an email. I'm going to respond. You guys can text us, text the word mom to 474747, or you can call my office 844-935-3634. My assistant, Chris, will get you scheduled for an appointment. It's a phone consultation with me one-on-one, and we'll talk about you and your family and get everything rolling. So please know that you've got full access to us in any direction that you would like it, pretty much. And now we're here live on YouTube. Okay. So, investment properties. So we have had a lot of clients, and many, many times everybody kind of decides what is their best first step. You know, some people have a fantastic amount of money that they pay for their rent and they've lived there for years and their landlord is amazing and they don't up their rent. So what they're paying for rent is actually less than what the benefit would be for them to go buy a new home. At least in their mind, that's what they think. And I'm going to go, disagree with you, but that doesn't matter. A lot of people are in a situation where rent is what they can afford and they don't want to move. Or maybe their kids, which I can understand, are in a particular school district and they don't want to move their kids out of that school district, but they can't afford a home to purchase in that neighborhood. So they will want to continue to rent, but they still want to get into the housing market. So what do? Well, they'll save up their money and they'll buy themselves an investment property. So they'll buy themselves a little rental that they can put somebody in and rent the property out. So in the past, what would we have done?
Well, we were able to offset the payment, the mortgage payment, mm-hmm. by the rental income that they are going to get.
Right. So explain that a little bit.
Okay. So generally, if your, let's just say your payment was going to be $2,000 a month, and I'm just throwing a number out there, and the rent you were going to get was $1,500, then your debt from that mortgage was going to be $500.
Right. Because we can offset the debt with the rental income.
Right.
Now, we can still do that today if you own a home, if you own your primary residence, and you are now looking to buy an investment property. Same thing, same calculation, we can do it. Okay. But if you don't own a primary residence or another piece of property that is a rental that you're actually claiming the rental income on your tax returns, we can no longer give you rental income to offset the debt. So what does that mean? You have to be able to qualify to buy the new property as an investment 100% for that new monthly payment, but also carrying the amount of the rent that you pay in the home where you live now, whether that's a home or apartment, condo, it's right. All the same thing. Where you live is your home, and what you pay today, we have to hit you for that amount as well as the new mortgage amount, giving you no rental income to offset that debt. So that is actually a huge guideline change that just went into effect about a month ago, maybe two at the very most, but something that a lot of people don't know and something that could actually change what your idea was or philosophy or, you know, what you were right. going to do first, one foot in front of the other, and you were going to buy the investment first before you, you know, look at buying a primary residence someday down the road. This is going to change things a little bit. So maybe it changes where you need to look for that investment. Maybe you need to go out of state. Maybe you need to find something a little bit less expensive so that you can qualify to carry the note on the mortgage and your current rent.
Right, because you now have the note, your taxes, your insurance, which you're required to carry,
right,
and your current rent. It's a huge difference than just qualifying for maybe a small percentage of that mortgage, taxes and insurance, and your current rent.
Right.
So we have found that it does make a drastic difference.
It makes a big difference. It's something that did just happen. So again, like we said before with the down payment assistance, as guidelines change, if you've been pre-approved, you need to go back to your loan officer and you need to make sure that you're still approved for that loan amount that they had originally told you. So if you've been looking to buy investment properties and you don't own your primary residence, so that's the big thing. Nothing has changed whatsoever for somebody that owns a home. They own their primary residence and they want to go buy a new rental property. There, nothing changes. But if you do not own your primary residence and this is going to be your first purchase, first house that you're going to buy, and it is going to be an investment property, you're going to have to qualify for all of that debt in order to buy that property. So big news. And that's what we try to do. We try to bring you, you know, new information every week. Next week, actually, we're going to have our tax grandma on and she's amazing.
Yes.
She's going to be talking to us all about 2019 when you file your tax returns. We're going to, you know, she's going to talk about anything that's changed in 2019. She's going to talk about some of the changes in 2018 that a lot of you saw bills that you owed taxes where you never owed taxes before. Heidi can attest to that.
Yeah, I can. So
we're going to have Tax Grandma on next week. So make sure you guys do tune in and watch us. And then we're going to have our credit repair guy on in a couple of weeks after that. So, you know, we've got a lot of really good shows and we've got a lot of great information that we're going to bring to you. And we're always here. We are here to help you. It is free education. Cannot tell you how many times that I've heard people say that they have spent money to go to seminars, to learn how to do things that we're giving to you for free. So do me a favor, subscribe to the channel. click the button that tells you notification button when we come on live and watch us. Go back and listen to our podcast. If you've never heard us before, you don't know who we are, go listen to our podcast. They're anywhere that you like to listen to podcasts. You can listen to us. And we've got 3 years of shows on that podcast. So just about every thing that you could possibly think about or a question that you could, wanting to know the answer to, we've got it there for you. So we got a question.
We do have a question, so yeah. I'm going to let Debbie take that. But we also have another special guest next week.
We do.
We have a very talented young man, Drew Young.
That is right.
That will be joining us live. So I'm just going to leave it at that. Little teaser. Fantastic. Make sure you join because you will definitely want to meet this guy.
Yeah. Yes. He is awesome. And boy, am I so excited about him.
Yes.
All right. So first question is from Whiskey Walrus. Thank you so much for the question. So it says, are these down payment assistance programs only for people who do not have much saved for a down payment, or can anyone use them? So that's a great question.
Right.
They're actually for people that need it. So, you know, if you fall within the guidelines of the credit score, the income, the, you know, the property type, all of those things, if you fall and you're a first time buyer or not, depending on the loan program, if you fall within the guidelines to qualify, you can get the down payment assistance. Even if you do have some money saved up, that's okay. You just have to fall within those qualifications and those guidelines of whichever program that we're going to do.
Right.
Yeah. So right. Definitely, if you've been saving your money, you're a good boy. I love it.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely love
it. But it's still there for you if you fall in the guidelines of any of those programs or any other ones that we need to look up.
Right. Absolutely. So. And if you want to know more, just call us. Call the office. More than happy to talk to you. We'll talk about you, your scenario, what you've got going on, figure out which program works best, how much can you get for it, will we qualify you for enough since it's going to not qualify you for quite as much as if you actually did put some of your own money in. But give us a call and let us talk you through it. Okay, so Erica Joy says, thanks for all the info. I've never tried to buy a house before, so I'm not sure what a good question is, but this has been very informative. Taxes are scary.
I agree.
Yes, yes. Poor Heidi agrees. She was nailed. I'm nailed every year, so right. Nothing new, but she was nailed this year and wasn't expecting it, so that was kind of scary for her, hence the personal loan that she took.
I'm hoping it doesn't happen again when I file this year for 19. I'm hoping I've paid enough for 19 to prevent filing 19 and having it happen again.
So. Absolutely. Well, and Erica, join in next week so you can hear all about the taxes that are scary. We're going to have our tax grandma on and she's going to be giving us all kinds of scoop about 2019, filing those tax returns and what might have changed, maybe some cool things that you can do to try to save a little bit from Uncle Sam. And she's going to talk to us a little bit about those changes that happened in 18 that are continuing to carry forward that maybe we're not all 100% understanding yet. So she's going to be great. And then we'll have Drew on, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
And Drew is actually a great performer. Maybe we can get him to bring his guitar.
I can ask.
Why don't you?
I think I should ask.
I think all you should ask. I think we need to get like one Johnny Cash song or something.
All right. I'll ask.
All right. Awesome. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Thank you so much. This is only number two. It was our maiden voyage last week. We were just checking all the equipment. This is only number two. We're super nervous right now. We've definitely made some mistakes, but we just love that you guys are watching and we hope that you'll tune in again next week. If you guys want to know when we're on, subscribe to the channel. Click the notification button. It'll let you know that Mortgage Mom Radio is live. And then, like I said, all of the tools that you could possibly get, you can get from the phone app. Text the word MOM to 474747. You want an appointment directly with me or Heidi, because some people might like Heidi better than me. All you got to do is call the office.
Hasn't happened yet, but maybe.
Untrue. Anyway, so call the office. It's 844-935-3634. My assistant, Chris, will get you hooked up with an appointment one-on-one with me or Heidi, either one. Or you guys go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com, and you can get just about anything you could possibly need there. We hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. It is Friday night. We're going to shut it down now. We're going to finish these drinks that we've been nursing.
Yes.
And we'll be back next week.
Have fun. Be safe. Talk to you next week.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona, 0945004, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.005-8339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington, MLO 237926, Heidi Slake Points, California, DBO 1666881.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.